Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Chesam and Aleph. We're holding on the top of Chesam and Aleph, the second line from the top, Amar Mar. So Amar Mar, Beisil Oimer Min HaMaiser. We mentioned in the Mishnah that when it comes to the carbon, Shalmei Chagiga, Beis Hillel says that you could even use Meiser money to pay for the Shalmei Chagiga. And that's the Gemara, the cash is Amai? Why are you allowed to use Meiser money? Davar Shebechayvahu. It's a chiv to bring the Shalmei Chagiga. And the rule is, Davar Shebechayvah in a Balam and Achulin. You're not allowed to use Meiser money for a carbon that you have a chiv to bring. So Amar Ula Betayfel. Ula explains that when Beis Hillel said you could use Meiser money, it didn't mean you could use exclusively Meiser. It meant you could combine Meiser money together with your Chulin. Now, how do you combine it? So, Chizki Amar Taifu Behemel and Behema Vein Taifu Ma'is Lama'is, that what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to combine animals. Meaning, you have one animal that's just Chulin, and then let's say you're bringing 10 animals in total for your Shalmei Chagiga, so the other 9 you could use Ma'iser for. But there has to be one that's completely Chulin. Vein Taifu Ma'is Lama'is. Don't just pool all the money together and buy all 10. It needs to be that at least one animal is exclusively Chulin. Behema. Rabbi Yechonin says the opposite, that you have to pull the money together, and this way all 10 animals will be partially chulin. Don't just buy one animal of chulin and then the rest of meiser, because then you have 9 animals that don't have any chulin in them. So really, you have to pull all the money together. In Tani Kavasi, the Chizki, Tani Kavasi, Rabbi Yechonin, we have a Braisa that supports a Chizki and a Braisa that supports Rabbi Yechonin. First, says the Gemara, Tani Kavasi, Rabbi Yechonin, we have a Braisa that says like Rabbi Yechonin that your Teufel Ma'is the Ma'is. The Braisa darshens on that which the Pasuk says Misas, and that when the Torah brings that you're supposed to, that a person has a Chiv to bring a carbon on the Regel, so it uses this Lashon of Misas. Misas is a Lashon of Chulin, as we'll see later in the Gemara, and the Braisa darshens that Malamich Adam Mevi Chivasim in a Chulin, you learn from here, now the person has to bring his carbon from Chulin. And how do we know that if he wants to, we could pull all the money together, right? Ariv is a lashon of pulling things together. That wouldn't be by the animals, that would be by the money. So how do we know that the person's allowed to pull money together to buy his chagiga? So the price is first that your teufel ma'is l'ma'is like Rabbi Yochanan. And Tani Kavasi de Chizkia, we have a brayse like Chizkiya that you're teiflin behema behema. The brayse darshan is on the same pasuk, on the same word, misas melamich adam evi chayvasim min achulin. You have to bring your carbon from chulin. Beishami oimrim yaimrishay min achulin. Beishami says that the carbon you bring on the first day, the shalmei chagiga, that has to come from chulin. But mikan ve'elech, the carbon is that you bring later in the chag for shalmei simcha, so that's min ha'maiser, that could even be used from, become from maiser money, because there's no chiv ba'atzim to bring a shalmei simcha. It's only if you don't have meat from other carbon. So then you bring a Shalmei Simcha. So being that there's no intrinsic chiv to bring a Shalmei Simcha, you could use Meiser money to pay for that. Beis Hillel says that no. When it comes to the Chagiga, Achila Rishayna Min Achulin. Only the first animal that you eat has to come from Achulin. Mikan Ve'elech Min HaMeiser. But any additional animal could come from Meiser. So this is the Tanya that's Mefurish. This is the Braisa that's Mefurish like Chizkia. Once we mention it, we'll continue it. So again, so the first bite, the first animal has to come. The first animal, the Achila Rishayna, has to come from Chulin, but then afterwards you could bring other additional animals from Meiser. The Sharkul Yomaisa Pesach, and the other days of Pesach, meaning for your mitzvah of Simcha, so Adam Yaiti Dechayvasi B'Meiser Behema. You don't have to bring a Shalmei Simcha and use Chulin money for it. You could even be Yaitse Yerchiev using a Behema that was brought as Meiser Behema. It was that every 10th animal you painted and you designated as Meiser Behema. You could use that carbon for your Shalmei, for your mitzvah of Simcha. Now ask the Gemara, B'Yamtiv my time Malai. Why is it that you could only do that on the subsequent days of the Yom Tov? Why can't you do that on the first day of Yom Tov? We said that the first animal of the Shalmei Chagiga has to be Chulin. But then the additional animals can come from Meiser. So why can't you use Meiser Behema for the additional karbanos that you're using as your Shalmei Chagiga? Why is that only on the rest of the days of the Yom Tov? So says the Gemara, Amar Vashi, there's a technical issue, because Doma Asil Asur B'Yom Tov. Because you might end up coming to take off Meiser Behema on Yom Tov, V'Yafshar La'Asur B'Yom Tov, which you're not allowed to do, Mishum Sekarto, because you're gonna paint it. And you're not allowed to paint it on Yom Tov. So therefore, we don't want a person bringing a Meiser Behema on Yom Tov. But at least on the subsequent days of the Yom Tov, so then you are allowed to bring the Shalmei Simcha, that your mitzvah of Simcha, you could use Meiser Behema for. Now going back on both braises, which darshan from Misas, that we're talking about Chulin money, my mashma the high Misas lishna de Chulinu. Where do you see from the word Misas that we're talking about Chulin? The chsiv, as the pasuk says, the Yasam HaMelech HaChashverosh Mas al Haaretz. It says HaChashverosh made a tax, it calls it a Mas. You see, a tax, which is Chulin, is called a Mas. So Misas is Chulin. We mentioned in the Mishnah, Yisrael Yaitze Nedei Chayvasam Benedar Mudindavis, that Yisrael could be Yaitze his mitzvah of Simcha using Basar Kachim that come from other Karbanis, Nedarim, Nedavis, Maisir Behema. So Tanur Rabbanim, we learned in the Braisa, Vesamachta Bechagecha, La Rabbi is called Mine Smachis Simcha. Vesamachta Bechagecha, you can rejoice with anything, anything that gives you Simcha. Mikanam Ruchachamim, Yisrael Yaitze Nedei Chayvasam Benedarim, Nedavis, Maisir Behema. You can even use Karbanis that you're bringing anyways, Nedarim, Nedavis, Maisir Behema. Eat that meat and you're Yaitze in the mitzvah of Simcha. Kayhanim who get other parts of meat from Kachim, so they could also be yotze bechatas v'ashem v'bechar v'chaz v'shoik. All those chalakim they could be yotze their mitzvah of simcha with. Now yachol af ba'ifis u'menachais, I might think that a person could be yotze his mitzvah of simcha with any sort of Kachim, even ifis u'menachais. Tamulaymer v'samachta bechagecha. It says not just rejoice; it says rejoice bechagecha. We darshan from bechagecha misha chagiga ba'meham. And has to be the type of thing that the chagiga could be brought from, which we know is dafka zevach, is dafka an animal. Yatu elu shein chagiga ba mehem, excluding ayfes menachos, which cannot be used for the carbon chagiga. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says a different way we know that you can't use ayfes menachos for your mitzvah of simcha is mi v'samachta nafka. It's not from v'samachta bechagecha. It's just from the word v'samachta itself. It says you have to rejoice. How do you rejoice? Avada, that's with the baser behema. Yatu elu, that excludes ayfes menachos shein ben simcha. They don't give a person simcha. They don't satiate a person. And in the same way, and that's how we know that you have to nafka be yaitz in the mitzvah of simcha using baser behema. Being that Ravashi learns this halacha out just from the word v'samachta itself, so what does he do? What does he learn from bechagecha? Says the Gemara, who lechadrav Daniel Bar Katina. He uses it for the drasha of Daniel Bar Katina. The Amrav Daniel Bar Katina, Amarav, minayin sheinaisim nashim b'mayid. How do we know a person's not allowed to do nesuin on cholamayid? Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'samachta bechagecha. It says your simcha has to come from the chag, v'loi b'ishtecha. We darshan from there, then it can't come from your wife. Getting married on cholamayid would take away from simcha sachag. The simcha would then be towards a person's new wife and not towards the chag. And that's how we know that so that's what Ravashi would say. That's what we use bechagecha for. Bechagecha teaches us this halacha that a person is not allowed to get married on cholamayit.